Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, November 3rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of events, headlines, and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Quick CPR from lay rescuers can nearly double survival for children after cardiac arrest. Initiating CPR within the first 5 minutes after cardiac arrest can nearly double the chances of survival for children, according to preliminary research analyzing data for more than 10,000 children from a U.S. registry of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. The study found that the time window to initiate successful CPR in children may be half that of adults, 5 minutes versus 10 minutes. Lead study author Mohammed Abdel Jawad emphasized the critical importance of bystanders initiating CPR quickly after cardiac arrest, particularly for children. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Resuscitation Science Symposium 2025, highlights the urgent need to teach and encourage more people to learn CPR and feel confident using it right away, as every second counts in saving a child's life.
Assessing heart pumping glitch may reduce stroke risk in adults with heart muscle disease. Research suggests that individuals with transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy may face a higher risk of stroke if they also have a mechanical issue in the atrial chamber of their heart. A non-invasive risk assessment tool could help identify those at high stroke risk and in need of preventive measures. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, highlights the importance of assessing atrial dysfunction in predicting stroke risk in this condition. The findings indicate that atrial contraction may be as crucial as heart rhythm in determining risk. The study analyzed data from over 2,300 adults with transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, revealing that those with poor atrial contraction were more likely to experience a stroke or atrial fibrillation. This research aims to provide evidence for individualized decisions and preventive strategies to reduce the risk of cerebrovascular events.
Healthy lifestyle, combined with newer diabetes medications, lowered cardiovascular risk. A study of over 63,000 military veterans with type 2 diabetes found that combining at least six healthy lifestyle habits with GLP-1RA medications lowered the risk of serious cardiovascular events by 50%. Researchers noted that lifestyle changes are crucial in managing type 2 diabetes, and combining them with medication can further improve heart health. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, highlights the importance of adopting healthy habits to reduce the risk of heart-related issues in individuals with type 2 diabetes. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.